Hi, I'm Terrell. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you, Nikki, for asking me. And it's such a joy to always see you again. Brief qualification. My top weight is somewhere around 325 pounds. And I've got abstinence 79. So I think I'm 47 years abstinent. Yep, 47 years abstinent. Is that right? Yeah, 47. Let's see. I came into program when I was 17. Took the food plan. I was 325 pounds. Took the food plan basically lost 125 pounds, 150 pounds in about 6 months. Because I was a 17-year-old boy, and it was during the summer. I was working on shipping and loading docks, so I was being very physically active and eating two eggs and an orange for breakfast. I might have had three eggs because I was a teenage boy, so I might have increased my protein. It talked about the steps here for my sick alcoholic parents, not for me. They talked about a God. I prayed to God, God, because I went to Baptist church, and I'd say God was all powerful, omnipotent. I'd say, God, when I wake up, let me be thin. I woke up the same weight I went to bed as. And then I also would say, God, have my parents stop drinking and fighting. They kept drinking and fighting. And so I kind of got the deal with God. It was my punishment because God was punishing me for my evil thoughts and my horrible thoughts and how horrible I am. Because as a compulsive eater, I'm just born guilty, right? I mean, especially coming from an alcoholic family, I'm just born guilty. And so I knew that that was my punishment. But like I said, I did the food plan. So I hit the last house on the block when I was 17 years old. And then I put the weight back on, right? So because if we don't deal with the causes that makes us seek excess food, we will seek excess food again. And since I didn't work a 12-step program, but I worked a food plan, I had to go back out and eat. And I got back up about 250 pounds, give or take. Not sure if I had my journal, I could tell you because my weight was in the upper right-hand corner, and the date was in the upper left-hand corner because that determined what my how my day was going to be was my weight. What happened was that I dealt with a deep dark secret. That reason why I couldn't work the program of Overeaters Anonymous was because I was gay, and y'all didn't like gay people, or at least in my head. And so I dealt with that deep dark secret, and so I came out of the closet. And I had one less thing to eat over, but it gave me a lot more other things to eat over, right? I mean, it's like also now I'm in relationships, I'm dating, I have this whole stuff. So it's a whole, I mean, I tried to one for the other, but I always like to say that before I came out, they said, Charles, if you lose the weight, you'll get the girls. And I didn't really see a reason for that. And when I came out, after I came out, they said, if you lose the weight, you'll get the boys. And I thought, well, now we're talking. So I discovered the wonderful world of fasting, thanks to you folks, because you said it's not the 100th bite that puts the weight on. I mean, it's the first. So I discovered I didn't take the first bite all day long. I was safe from food. So I literally didn't eat all day long, except I would stop and get 9 or 10 donuts on the way home from the discotheque at 2 o'clock in the morning to deal with all the rejection I felt. And I would never order a dozen donuts because if you order a dozen donuts and eat them at one setting, makes you a compulsive overeater. And I didn't want to be a compulsive eater. And that's one of the reasons I didn't come back to you folks because I don't, if I hang out with compulsive readers, then I am a compulsive reader. So therefore, if I don't hang out with you, I'm not one. All those things that you tell that we tell ourselves, reason why I'm not a compulsive overeater. What happened was I was maintained my weight at 160 pounds on what I call my donut diet. I went anything all day long except 9 or 10 donuts on the way home from the discotheque. And then and so I was being fitted for contact lenses. And back then it was 1978. They literally would send out for the contact lens. You come back, they'd fit them, and they didn't fit. The prescription was not right, so he'd send out another one. And after about 3 or 4 attempts of trying to get my prescription right, he asked me if there was a history of hypoglycemia and diabetes in my family, and I said yes. And he asked me if I was eating sugar. I said a little, because a 3-pound box of See's chocolate is a lot of sugar. 9 or 10 donuts is not a lot of sugar, at least in my mind, right? Even though I had that horrible feeling the morning after, and the coating of the tongue, the sweats, all that stuff. And he said, "Well, Terrell, if you don't stop eating sugar, you will be blind. You will be blind within a year." And then I went off to Europe. I spent 6 weeks in Europe, traveling around Europe, and I had a lot of emotions and feelings, and I was not in program, didn't know how to deal with these emotions and feelings except to eat. And so I put on 30 pounds in 6 weeks. I can remember thinking, while I'm binging my way through Europe, I can still see. And when things start to go gray, that's when I will stop. And that's very clear. I always remember that I'm willing to sacrifice my eyesight for one more bite of chocolate. Anyway, I came back to Overeaters Anonymous. Because like I said, I knew it was the last house on the block. I mean, putting on 30 pounds in 6 weeks, I couldn't go back. I mean, I was dating this guy when I left. I didn't call him when I returned back to the United States, which I had to make amends several years later when I ran into him. I guess what we call ghosting today. So it literally was, and then I got through myself in the program. And I got a sponsor, was food sponsoring. I had a spiritual experience, and my spiritual experience, there was no heavens parting, there was no angels singing. I was walking out of a meeting, a 12-step, it was a step study, it was on the 12th step. I had a couple of months in program. I'm going like, I don't know why I'm on the 12th step. I'm more should be at a meeting on the first step. What happened was that as I was walking through the park, because the meeting was in the mobile park, I was walking through the park to go to my car. I heard this small, still voice come over me and says, Terrell, you're going to be okay. I love you. You have as much right to be here as that tree. And it was the first time in my life I didn't feel like I was breathing your air, because my entire life up to that point felt like any second one of you could snatch my breath away from me. And so I had the spiritual experience, and then I lost the weight. I was down to back to about close to 160 pounds again. And I went to my sponsor and said, you know, I'm sick and tired of going to these rooms full of fat ass people talking about their problems. I'm sick and tired of being told what I can and cannot eat, when I can and cannot eat. I want to be out dancing with the boys in Palm Springs on a Friday night. I want to be sitting in a damn meeting at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. And he said some magic words to me. He said, Terrell, remember, you're leaving us. We're not leaving you. If you ever want to come back, we'll be here. And my response in my head was, well, thank you for sharing. And then I literally was driving back to like a half hour drive back to my house, going like, okay, God, you and me, God, you know, you're going to keep me abstinent. Well, okay, I'm going to eat to help those people in OA. And what happened was about 2 weeks later, I wound up breaking my abstinence on two pieces of toast. That's my last binge. My abstinence has always been no sugar and no flour. And when I ate those two pieces of toast, I saw the donut stand and I got scared, because they said the door will always swing out. You'll never know if the door will swing back in. And so I got really scared and I started going, oh God, I cannot do this one more time. I cannot do this one more time. And I went to bed, and the next morning I got up, and I've been absent ever since. That was January 6, 1979. I always like to say Jimmy Carter was president when I got abstinent. So what happened was, what I could not do one more time was had to do with the mental, the craziness that goes inside my brain, the constant fear, like, what do you think of me? The constant self-berating, that constant, that grinding noise in my head, because, and that's what I couldn't do one more time, because I had maintained my weight. It wasn't a weight thing. It was, I maintained my weight at 160 pounds. It was just I needed the sanity. And that's why I like to say, the first time you come into program, you can, for whatever reason you want, like to get a man, to lose a man, whatever, to lose weight. But if you're a retread, you've just got to come in for the sanity. Just, I've got to, like, I just cannot do this lifestyle anymore. Then, you know, life became hunky-dory and rosy, and nothing ever changed. It was just beautiful. But of course, you know, it's not true. So I've been through a lot of living, right, in this 47 years. So this is a secular meeting, so I will talk to you about my concept of God's, my spiritual journey and program. When I came into program, I told you I was raised Baptist, gave that up because God hates fags, you know, that whole concept about that. So I'm kind of like, okay. Then I went to liberal arts college where I learned about meditation and, you know, going up on a hill and so forth, and started getting exposed to other religions, Buddhism, stuff like that. And then when I came to program, it was like, okay, so I'm walking down the shady lane with my arm around God, and God's giving God some stuff, and he's giving me information. When, oh, thank you for sharing. Okay. It was like a friend. Then I started saying these weird things in program, because I found out if I said God in my pitch, you liked my pitch. So I would use a lot more God in my pitch, so that, because I'm a people pleaser, I want to be liked by y'all. My sister used to say, "What, you want to be king of the fatties?" Like, yes, I wanted to be king of the fatties, but you know, I wanted to have the Work the Best program anyway. So what happened was, I started saying these things, and it started sinking in, right? And that old thing is act as if. So I was acting as if there was a God, and I started getting a God, and I started praying, I started meditating, and I found a personal God that I really fit me quite well, and then it plateaued out and fit. Like, so I was on this spiritual journey. I did a course where I believed in Jesus. I had a Hindu guru, which I had a hard time with, a monkey God type of situation. But I was still, I mean, people were saying, I mean, and this isn't me saying it, but people would tell me like, oh, you want a spiritual sponsor, you want a spiritual speaker, get Terrell. He's really spiritual. He's really got a good sense of God. So I had a very strong, strong sense of God. And I believed it, and it worked for me. And then what happened is in 2000, I was about, 20 years abstinent. I started watching Discovery Channel and started watching the Science Channel. And I was hearing about all these, you know, previous gods. And I was hearing about like the universe and the expansiveness of the universe and how, I mean, it's like how huge it is and how chaotic it is. And then people flew airplanes into buildings, and their last words in their mouth was God. And then the election cycle at that time was, you know, about God and God's hate gays. And it was like, okay, they're saying the word God and I'm saying the word God. And also my God felt dirty. It just felt dirty. And because of all this, I became an atheist. And this is where, but the problem was, I'm 20 something years abstinent. And I talk about a higher power in this program. So wait, I'm abstinent for 20 years, but there ain't no higher power. There ain't no God. How can that be? Because on January 5th, or I mean, before I came to program, I couldn't stop binging, right? I couldn't stop binging my donuts. And I came to program, something changed. So I had to look at this and figure out what changed. What was it? And the doctor's opinion says we had a psychic change, right? So I had to have a psychic change. So what caused that psychic change? And so the psychic change was I changed my attitude. I changed my thinking about life. Before I came to program, I was the victim. I couldn't be happy because if I was happy, then I was letting everyone off the hook for how miserable my childhood was, for how horrible it was. Before I came to program, it was like food is the answer. Food will be, I can calm down with food. Food's going to take care of me. Before I came to program, I had the idea of like, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Before I came to program, I had all these thoughts and concepts that did not work for me. So I started to have to find another God that I could say. So when people in OA were saying God, I could interpret, right? So I could say God. So I didn't get all upset. I just said, okay, they're saying God. Terrell, what is my interpretation of God? And so my higher power, which I prefer to use higher power, is peace, love, kindness, hope, patience, trust, acceptance, gratitude, and joyful laughter. And those are the concepts that I use as my higher power. Now, I can say all those concepts, like all those nine words, but it's easier for me to say God. Actually, not God. I mean, usually, like you normally use higher power. Now, if you ask my sponsees, they'll tell you, oh, no, Terrell, you're not an atheist. You're spiritual. Oh, no, you're not. And I have other people who I talk about my higher power, and they go like, you're not an atheist. You're like, well, okay, whatever you think, but I know that I do not believe in a supreme being that's going to give me a parking space. I do not believe that the universe gives me something. Because if I look at the universe based upon what I see and what I, this, you know, science, it's a vast thing out there. And one thing that I've learned is that life is chaotic. There's like, we as compulsive readers want to get our life all nice and neat and tied up in a bow and just organized. Life is chaotic. So I had to find something that helped me deal with that chaotic life. Like when life goes to shit, and by the way, it will, what am I going to do to, how am I going to handle that? And one of the things that's why I use my concepts. So if I turn my will and my life over the care of peace, love, kindness, hope,
5 minutes
patience, trust,
left.
thank you, acceptance, gratitude, and joyful laughter. When I turn my life over to that, my life gets better. Step three. When I turn my will and my life over to care of my human ego, which means in fear, anxiety, distrust, hatred, resentment, regret, my life doesn't get better. So that's where that had that mental, that psychic change in me. That the program said, look how you're thinking and rearrange it. Now, one of my sponsees says I'm Pollyanna. And you know what? So what if I'm Pollyanna? At least I'm happy. I'm joyous, happy, and free. And that's because I believe in my higher power, which, as you can tell, is not a supreme being. It has nothing to do with some white robe or anything. But I had to find something, which makes me work for my program. Now, it's interesting. I have my own business, and it's a successful business. And I way I got my business was I'm HIV positive. I was going to die because, any second. So I was running up my credit card debt, right? Because if I'm going to be dead next week or next month, fuck it. Let's just run up credit card debt. Which maybe not be the most spiritual thing to do or the most programmed thing to do, but it's what I did. So then the cocktail came out, and all of a sudden I've got looked at, said, "Oh my God, I've got to pay off my debts." So I said a little prayer. I said, "God, you got to help me. Either got to go into deficit. I'm in deficit spending. You either help me make more money or spend less." And within a month, a colleague of mine, a coworker of mine, came to me and said that his fiance's sister uses the same software that we're using, kind of help her with her books. And I said yes. Now, the reason why I can say this is a prayer and God intervened. No, what I believe is that I said yes because I was willing to do something different. Because before that, I would have said, like, I go to the gym at 6 o'clock in the 6 o'clock in the evening when I got off work. I can't go work for her. She lives in Santa Monica. I can't drive the half hour over to Santa Monica. I made the shift from a no to a yes. I live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. My background is the view from my balcony, the southward view. The reason why I live in Puerto Vallarta is because I said yes. One that this program has enabled me is to say yes to life. Because when I'm in my ego, when I'm in a state of fear, which is, believe me, food will make me go to fear as quickly as possible. Because once again, I don't have the belief that life will get better. And I believe that life will get better as long as I keep trusting my concepts of my higher power. As long as I do that. Now, that doesn't mean like, oh my God, like I'm not going to be have any issues, but it enables me to deal with those issues. I've had two shoulder replacements, a hip replacement, a knee replacement. I've been in lots of severe pain. I've had to breathe and use that. So, I've had people die. I've had stuff happen. But I believe that there's a way that this program offers me a way to live life happiest, joyous, and free, and in peace. And that's what we all came for, right? We just wanted peace. Now, if I'm peaceful, I also believe that I don't need to seek excess food because I sought excess food to calm me, right? And now, what's an amazing thing, I can get calm through meditation, which once again is not a thing about God. It's just me sitting still, being quiet, breathing, being in the moment. And that's my meditation, right? Just being aware. And so I can find that peace and calmness that way. So that's why I love this program so much, because it has taken me, this scared little 17-year-old boy who was afraid of everybody and everyone, to the man I am today. And the reason why I am the man I am today is because of a 12-step program. I've had that moral psychic change that by working the steps enables me to do that. So I think that's it. I think my time is going to be up very shortly. So thanks for letting me share.